guys, it's Meg. What's up? What's poppin'? Welcome to the podcast! Every April 1st, people are pranking each other and yelling, April Fools! But how did this start? Guess what? It's April 1st, which means it's April Fool's Day! And we usually don't have the podcast during April, but because I had a delayed start this year, here we are, and I thought it'd be fun to look up the history of April Fool's Day. So the source I used was history.com, and the article's called April Fool's Day. And it was originally from March 30th, 2017, but it was actually just updated March 4th, 2024. So it's actually a mystery on how this all started, but there are many theories. So let's cue some spooky time music right here. So the first theory we have is in 1582, when France switched from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar. April 1st, or the spring equinox, used to be the start of the new year, but with the new calendar, it became January 1st. So there were some people who missed the news of the switch of the new year, so they still celebrated the last week of March through April 1st as their new year. This meant that they became the quote-unquote butt end of the jokes or hoaxes, and they were literally called April Fools because they didn't realize that the new year started January 1st. Instead, during this time, there were pranks where paper fishes were placed on their backs, and it was being referred to as April Fish, which symbolizes a young, easy-caught fish and a gullible person. Cue the spooky time music again. Number 2. Ancient Rome. There is a festival called Hilaria? I should have probably looked this up. But the word means joyful, and it was celebrated at the end of March by followers of the cult of Cybele. During this festival, people dressed up in disguises and mocked fellow citizens, and it is said it was inspired by the Egyptian legend of Isis, Osiris, and Seth. Do you think I looked up this legend? No. So Editing Meg already should come in to give us a little backstory with that. Hey, what's up? It's Editing Meg. So the summary of this legend is Osiris was the king of Egypt and he was married to Isis. Seth was Osiris's brother, but he was jealous, so he tried to murder his brother, or he did murder his brother. And then somehow Isis finds Osiris after all this happens and ends up having a son with him named Horus. Yeah, that's what I got from it. Thank you for that. Let's cue spooky music again for legend number 3. April Fool's Day is associated with the vernal equinox, which is the first day of spring in the Northern Hemisphere. It is said that April Fool's is associated with Mother Nature because she fooled people with changing or unpredictable weather. This is the last time we're going to be using spooky music because we only have 4, which I don't even know if all 4 of these count as actual legends, but we're just going to use it for the point of the podcast. So, spooky music again, please. Number 4. Scotland had a 2-day tradition, and I was a little confused by history.com with this section because it said 18th century Britain and then it said Scotland. I'm pretty sure those are 2 separate things. So clearly I did not pay attention in school, but to clarify a little bit, the UK is a country that consists of England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland, and the Great Britain, or Britain, is the island on which most of the non-sovereign countries of England, Scotland, and Wales are situated, according to Google. I'ma be honest, I don't actually understand any of what I just said, but hopefully someone out there does. So, I think this might be around the 18th century, but their 2-day tradition is day number 1, hunting the gawk. And a gawk is a word for a cuckoo bird, which is a symbol of the fool. During day 1, people were sent on phony errands. So they were like purposely like making people do things just for funsies. This led into day 2, which was known as Taily Day, but it was spelled like T-A-I-L-I-E. During this day, pranks were played on people's backside, which meant they were just pinning fake tails on them or putting kick me signs. Do people really do that? Like, do people really put kick me signs on other people? Like, I know that's like in movies and TV shows all the time, but like, the fact, we've been over this 18th century. That's the 1900s, I'm pretty sure.
I was so wrong. I went the opposite direction. The 18th century is 1701 through 1800.
Why do they have to make things like this so confusing? But either way, people have been putting kick me signs on each other's back for a very, very long time. Now, the article also gave some examples of pranks over the year because not only do people like prank each other like on the streets and their friends and their families and whatever, people in like the media, the entertainment business, you know, talk shows, radios, TV shows, even like big companies have been pulling pranks for advertisement and for funsies. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I think 6 pranks that have been pulled before. So in 1957, I love this one. I think this is great. And I really want to know if people actually fell for this. But in 1957, the BBC reported that Swiss farmers were having a record spaghetti crop year, and they even showed people harvesting noodles from trees. That is great. I love that prank. In 1985, Sports Illustrated writer George Plimpton made up an article about a rookie pitcher named Seth Finch who could throw a fastball over 168 miles per hour. This one I didn't really understand that much, but I guess in 1992, NPR, National Public Radio, did something saying former President Richard Nixon was running for president again, but it was really just an actor, and apparently people fell for it. In 1996, Taco Bell, the fast food chain, claims that they bought Philadelphia's Liberty Bell and wanted to rename it Taco Liberty Bell. In 1998, Burger King advertised a quote-unquote left-handed Whopper, and customers actually came in asking for it. Like, this is the point of April Fool's Day. You're supposed to have fun, harmless pranks. Not like ones that like ruin people's lives or like make people upset or embarrass them. And the last thing is Google does annual pranks, and some past pranks have been telepathic search and the ability to play Pac-Man on Google Maps. But yeah, going back to that point, like your pranks on April Fool's Day are supposed to be harmless and lighthearted. They're not supposed to be like bad or like mean or rude, which all true good pranksters and people who like to make jokes know April 1st, you don't pull pranks on a day because it's expected. You should never pull a prank on April Fool's Day because they expect it. Pull a prank on a random July Wednesday. You know, no one's going to expect that. But I do love a good April Fool's Day. But what about you guys? Have you pulled pranks on people April Fool's Day? Have people pulled pranks on you? What are your stories? Let me know. So the next time April Fool's rolls around, just know it's apparently been around for a while. People are bound to pull a prank. And sometimes they're funny, sometimes they're dumb, and sometimes you're questioned, how could somebody fall for that? Thank you for tuning into this week's episode of Hey Guys, It's Meg. You can follow Hey Guys, It's Meg underscore podcast on Instagram for updates and good times. Come back next Monday. I can't believe we're already here. It doesn't feel real. This season flew by, but next week is the season finale. I'm so excited, except I can't tell you what the episode's on. I know that's really bad, but I'm actually recording really ahead of schedule, so I have time to figure this out. I might also post an Instagram poll if I can't decide because I'm stuck between the butterfly effect and the red string slash invisible string theory. They're both like very much floating around social media for me at least. So maybe let me know. Actually, you can't because by the time this episode goes out, the episode will be next week and it would already be recorded by then. So hopefully I post an Instagram poll, and if I did, thank you for voting. This is why you should follow Hey Guys, It's Meg underscore podcast on Instagram because I do fun things like this. But yeah, come back next Monday at 9 a.m. for some type of topic for our season finale. I'll see you on the flip side. Peace out, Girl Scouts.